This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, of course, we all make mistakes, but none of us want to be defined by our mistakes or remembered for them. The trick to turning your mistakes into a positive learning experience comes down to some fairly simple steps. Psychologist Colette Smart from Family Smart joins us. Hi, Colette.
Good morning, Katrina.
Well, firstly, why is it important to be able to learn from your mistakes?
I think very often when we're faced with these poor outcomes or mistakes, we know very often we have to accept responsibility, but it's much easier said than done. I think a lot of us want to shy away from our mistakes or pretend we're not to blame, and we kind of push it on someone else or something else because it's just easier. We don't want to look weak or incompetent or as if we don't have it all together. But as soon as we start admitting that we may need improvement in our lives or we've made mistakes, that's actually when we see ourselves grow the most.
Do you have an example of perhaps a time that you've done this yourself, Colette?
Some years ago when I first started speaking, I was presenting at a conference in Sydney, and it was honestly one of the worst presentations I've ever given. And that's not just me being, you know, falsely humble. It was poor. Okay. I was nervous, I was intimidated, I tried to cram too much content into this 1 hour that I had, and I was just starting out, and my natural reaction was actually to try and find someone to blame or the venue or something else. And then I came home and I actually just wanted to give up there and then. I just said to my husband, that's it, I'm done speaking, it was tough. And so my husband, who's also my best friend, was able to say to me, it wasn't easy to hear, but he basically said to me, look, you can either give it up all now or you just go back and look at what you did wrong and do it better next time.
Yeah.
Honestly, the next time I spoke was one of the best I had done then. But if I hadn't picked myself up and looked at what I'd done wrong, I would have not learned from it.
So what do you think are the basic steps to make that happen, you know, to look back on our mistake and turn it into a learning experience? Because the fact is, it's very possible to also make mistakes and not learn anything from them. You know, a lot of people Absolutely. Keep making the same mistakes, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think it boils down to five rough guidelines. So
okay.
The first one is being honest and owning it. Being a parent, for example, it's important to let your children know that we all do things wrong.
Mm.
So talk about the mistakes that you make, not that they define you, but be honest and apologize as a parent when you've done something wrong so your children learn that even adults make mistakes and it's okay. Mistakes don't mean that there aren't consequences. We need to face consequences, and that means letting our children face consequences. So not jumping in and rescuing them or making excuses for their behavior all the time.
Mm.
Secondly, I think reflecting on what went wrong, but then not just dwelling on the mistake and talking about the mistake, but helping your children brainstorm solutions for what they could do differently next time. So if they were in trouble for not doing their homework, or they were unkind to a sibling, or they even broke your favorite vase, talk to them about what could have been different next time. And then look at the glass half full. That's a common statement, but don't fall in a heap. If I had fallen in a heap and not picked myself up, I never would have gone on and improved in that area of my life.
Mm.
And it's a natural reaction. You want to fall in a heap and not get up and carry on. So forcing yourself to find something positive.
Yeah.
Then stay calm. I think our natural reaction is either to shut down and hide away.
Hide, head under the pillow, never coming out again.
Or become highly stressed because of the fear of what others might think or, you know, fear of looking a failure. So teach your children to count to 10. It sounds simple, but counting to 10, walking away, think before you hit the send button on emails when you're in panic mode.
Mm.
Often waiting it out will help you think more clearly and come up with a better solution. Then keeping things positive. We can all find something good in a poor situation, not being defined by that mistake. So realizing if we don't face risks and we always try to stay safe in our lives, we never learn anything about ourselves.
And part of admitting that we make mistakes is then makes it easier for us to forgive others when they make mistakes.
I think you're exactly right at that, Katrina. I think above all, we're very quick to want people to forgive us for our mistakes and behaviors, but we so often are judgmental and don't forgive others quickly or easily when they make mistakes. We want them to pay or grovel.
Yeah.
And I think our children learn from us. They watch us all the time, and they learn how to treat others by the way we talk about others or the way we talk about other people's mistakes. So it's important to discuss forgiveness quite quickly with our children. And then I think we need to remember that you discover about yourself how resilient you are. I believe that's when we grow too. Mistakes teach you about your own character.
That's so true. Thanks for that advice, Colette.
Thank you for having me.
I hope I can remember it next time I make a mistake. That's Colette Smart. You can find it online at familysmart.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.